August 9th, from the book of 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles, Daniel, and Jeremiah. And Jehoiachin, his son, succeeded him as king. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan. She was from Jerusalem. He did evil in the eyes of Yahuwah, just as his father had done. As surely as I live, declares Yahuwah, even if you, Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were a signet ring on my right hand, I would still pull you off. I will hand you over to those who seek your life, those you fear, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to the Babylonians. I will hurl you and the mother who gave you birth into another country, where neither of you was born, and there you both will die. You will never come back to the land you long to return to. Is the man Jehoiachin a despised broken pot, an object no one wants? Why will he and his children be hurled out, cast into a land they do not know? O land, 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 hear the word of Yahuwah. This is what Yahuwah says. Record this man as if childless, a man who will not prosper in his lifetime. For none of his offspring will prosper, none will sit on the throne of David or rule any more in Judah. At that time, the officers of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, advanced on Jerusalem and laid siege to it. And Nebuchadnezzar himself came to the city while his officers were besieging it. Jehoiachin, king of Judah, his mother, his attendants, his nobles, and his officials all surrendered to him. In the 8th year of the reign of the king of Babylon, he took Jehoiachin prisoner. In the spring, King Nebuchadnezzar sent for him and brought him to Babylon. As Yahuwah had declared, Nebuchadnezzar removed all the treasures from the temple of Yahuwah and from the royal palace, and took away all the gold articles that Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the temple of Yahuwah. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in the treasure house of his God. He carried into exile all Jerusalem, all the officers and fighting men, and all the craftsmen and artisans, a total of 10,000. Only the poorest people of the land were left. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiachin captive to Babylon. He also took from Jerusalem to Babylon the king's mother, his wives, his officials, and the leading men of the land. The king of Babylon also deported to Babylon the entire force of 7,000 fighting men, strong and fit for war, and 1,000 craftsmen and artisans. When he made Mattaniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah, Zedekiah, son of Josiah, was made king of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He reigned in place of Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah. She was from Libna. He did evil in the eyes of Yahuwah, just as Jehoiakim had done. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart, and would not turn to Yahuwah, the God of Israel. Furthermore, all the leaders of the priests and the people became more and more unfaithful, following all the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of Yahuwah, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Yahuwah, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of Yahuwah was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy. Neither he, nor his attendants, nor the people of the land paid any attention to the words of Yahuwah that he had spoken through Jeremiah the prophet. It was because of Yahuwah's anger that all this happened to Jerusalem and Judah, and in the end he thrust them from his presence.